At the very, very end of Perek HaShutfin, it's actually the last omit, the last line on Daftaz Zayin Omid Beis, the Gemara brought a price, Tanu Rabbanu, Shloisha Hitiman HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olam Hazeh Me'ein Olam Haba. The three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a taste of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. And Eluhein, Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov, Avram Dichsiv BeBakol, Avram Zokim Baba Yom VaShem Beirachas Avram Bakol, Yitzchak Dichsiv BeMikol, VaYechrad Yitzchak Charod Gedoyla Adma Oid VaYomer Mi Efoi Hu Atzot Tzai VaYovili VaOichal Mikol, and Yaakov Dichsiv BeKol. Kachnas Berchosi Asher Huvoslach Ki Chanani Elokim VeChiyeshli Chol. Either way. Shloisha hetima makadosh baruch hu ba'olam hazeh me'ein olam haba. Eluhein Avram Yitzchak veYaakov. Avram because it says Bakoil, Yitzchak because it says Mikoil, and Yaakov because it says Koil. Tosfos on the top of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph brings a kasha from the Rashba. Temel Rashba. This is not the Rashba as in the Rashba, but this is the Rashba as in one of the Balei Tosfos. Amay lo choshev nami Iyov. Why did the Braisa not also mention Iyov? Damrinan le'il. The Gemara said earlier on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, "Va'asoynos ra'os al yedein melambe chnetime Hakadosh Baruch Me'ein Olam Haba." The Gemara said that Eve's cattle had miracles where they were able to give birth immediately, etc., etc. But the point is, Eve in his little universe was zeicha to some of the miracles that the Nevi'im prophesied were going to take place in Olam Haba. So, Frank Tosfos Akasha Shloisha Hetimon Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ba'Olam Hazeh. Avram Yitzchak veYaakov. What happened to Eve? And Tosfos says veYeshloi. Right, the Eve loyhaya elu bechad milsa. It could be it's true. Eve got a taste of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, but it could be it was only with regards to one thing. That one thing. Oh, but Avram Yitzchak veYaakov nenu me'ein Olam Haba mikol v'kol. As opposed to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, they got me'ein Olam Haba mikol v'kol, which is obviously a pun. Meaning it's. Yiv Taka had Me'ein Olam Haba, but his Me'ein Olam Haba was only with regards to that one thing that the Gemara talks about. But as it relates to Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, it could be their Me'ein Olam Haba was Mikoil V'Koil, and that's why they're not included in this Braisa. It could be, you could say, another Mahalach to answer Tosfos Kasha, but it requires a little bit of an introduction, and that is, we know the Mishnah says in the beginning of Perek Chelek, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek L'Olam Haba, stating that there are many Gemaras in Shas that you find where it would seem that there were different Tanaim and Amoraim that weren't really sure whether or not they were going to merit a portion in the world to come. Just to mention two. The Gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, it's a classic. Tanu Rabbanu, Kishchalu Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma, where Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma was sick. Halach Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradyan Levakra. So Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradyan went to be Mavakra Chayla. Amaloi. So when Rabbi Chanina came to Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma, Rabbi Yosi Ben Kisma told Rabbi Chanina, Chanina Ochi, my brother Chanina, Iyati Yodea She'um Azum Min HaShemayim Him Lichu. Don't you understand that the Romans have a special Siyata Deshmaya? She'echrivas Beisoi V'sarfas Eichaloi V'hargas Chasidah V'ibdas Toivav V'adayini Kayem. That this Roman Empire, you see, it's succeeding in an incredible way. Meaning they have a special siyata d'shmai. They're dangerous. And I heard regarding you that you're learning Torah. Not just that, you're teaching Torah berabim. And you have a sefer Torah. You're not even trying to hide it, right? You literally have a sefer Torah in your lap. What are you doing? Don't you understand the Romans are a formidable enemy and they can very easily end your life. I'm a loy. So Chanina told Rabbi Yisrael Ben Kisma, I hear what you're saying, Rebbe. Abi min Hashemayim Yirachmo. I believe that I'm going to have siyata d'shmaya. I'm not worried. I'm a loy. Rabbi Yisrael Ben Kisma told him, I'm trying to be reasonable with you. Vato imali min Hashemayim Yirachmo. That's not a reasonable response. Tomei ani, and then he said it would be a chiddush to me. Im lo yisrafu oischa v'asnefa Torah be'esh. If the day won't come where they're going to take you and the sefer Torah and they're going to burn it in a fire. I'm a loy. Before Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradyan left, so he turned to his Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, ma ani l'chai olam haba. Tell me, do I have a chelik in the world to come? Amalei, so he told him, nu, klom ba, maisa liyotcha. Did you ever do anything that you think would merit you a portion in the world to come? Amalei, so he says, yeah, I'll tell you a maisa. Moishol purim, neschalfli b'moishol tztaka. I was a gabbait tztaka. In fact, the Gemara in Perek HaShutfin said that who's the epitome of a gabbait tztaka, right? Don't give money to a gabbait tztaka unless he's on the level of Chanina Ben Tradyan. This is the rest of the story. So he said, moishol purim, neschalfli b'moishol tztaka. I had my own money that I had put away for the Purim Suda, and it got mixed up with my tzedakah money. And I didn't know which was which. V'chilaktim l'anim, I took all the money and I gave it to the arim lai. Amar alois, from Yisrael and Kisba, told Rav Chanina, im kein, oi bazoi, mechelkocho yehi chelki, umigayrocho yehi gayroli. Halavai, I should be zoicha to have a little bit of a chelik of your oilam haba. Either way, the Gemara continues, which is really not Nogeya for this raid bite. And the Gemara tells the end of the story of Chanid ben Tridin, which of course it was Shkoga sheyotzam mi lifnei hashalit, and everything that Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said was going to happen of Chanid ben Tridin actually happened. And Rabbi Chanid ben Tridin, of course, goes down as one of the 10 holy martyrs. He goes down as one of the Asara Harugei Malchus. But you have a Gemara over here where Rabbi Chanid ben Tradian was not sure whether or not he was going to have a portion in the world to come. In fact, he asked his Rebbe. He said, "Klum." He said, "Rebbe, ma ani l'chay olam haba." And what was the Rebbe's response? I don't know. Tell me, did you ever do anything that you think would garner you a chelik in the world to come? Klum ba ma'isa liyotcha. And he tells him what he did. He says, "Oh, oy bazoy, mechelkecha yehi chelki, umegayrocha yehi gayroli." And the kash is, I don't understand. What happened to Kol Yisrael Yeshlem chelik loylam haba? I'll tell you another Gemara. This is a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. It's in Perek Chelik. It's on Daf Tzadik Ches Amar Alf. The Gemara says, Reb Shua ben Levi, Ashkach Leluyo, Davikaimi Apischa de Maros de Reb Shua ben Yechoy. Reb Shua ben Levi once met Leluyo on Novi, and he was standing at the Pesach of the Me'ara of Reb Shua ben Yechoy. Amalesi, he told him, Asino la'alma da'asi, tell me, am I going to be Zoycha to'ilam haba? Amaloi, so he told him, Im yirtza odoin hazeh. So who's the Adon Hazeh? It was at the Pesach of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shalosh Pamim Bashani Eira, Pnei Zchorcha Es Pnei Adon Hashem. We know that the Zayir HaKadosh says, Man Pnei Adon Hashem, and it's referring to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. But in this Gemara, that's not what it means. In Yirtza Adon Hazeh means if the Shekhinah, the Eivishter, is going to want you to have a Chelik in Olam Haba, so could be you're going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was not sure, and he asked Eliyahu HaNavi whether he's going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Totally parenthetically, Rabbi Shua ben Levi met Eliyahu HaNavi. Where? So he met him at Apischa de Maros de Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. He met him in Meiron. He met him mamish by the entranceway, right? We've all been there. He met him by the Pesach of the Ma'ara of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I saw that Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Sayyam, on this Gemara, he says like this, Ayin brachas daf gimel amir aleph, ba liyo zachar latoif, v'shamer li ala Pesach. Right, the Gemara says, Mais with Rav Yossi, he said he once went to a Ma'arah to Davin, and he said when he walked out, he saw Eliyahu Navi was waiting for him by the door. Shabbos lamed gimel amir beis, os Eliyahu v'kam apischa de maros. Eliyahu Navi came, and he was waiting by the Pesach of the Ma'arah, where Rav Shimon Ba'yichar, where Rav Shimon was. Medrash mishle perik tes, ba Eliyahu v'amad al Pesach beisai. So Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi, he went that he was by the Pesach Beisoy of Rabbi Yeshua HaGarsi. He quotes another Ma'ar Mokin from Azayir Chodesh, and then he says, take a look at a Pasuk. Melachim Aleph, it's Perik Yud Tes, it's Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayikit Shmoya Eliyahu, Vayolet Pana Vadartoy, Vayetze Vayamoit, Pesach HaMa'ara. Vine Elof Koil, Vayomer Malach HaPo Eliyahu. So he doesn't explain the Ha'ara, but he says, Ayin Poi, the Ayin Shom, and you're going to find a whole bunch of places. Where is Eliyahu HaNavi? He's by the door. What came to mind is Shvei Chamoscha, right? We open up the door, and we're hoping to say Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi Shtait. Where? He's by the Pesach of the Bayis. He's by the Pesach of the Ma'ari. You have to know the premius of this Inyan. But the bottom line is, this is the Ma'ar Mokim. Regardless, we have two Gemaras over here. We're dealing with Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Chanid ben Tradian, and it sounds like they weren't 100% sure whether or not they're going to have a portion in the world to come. And what's the kasha? The kasha is, what happened to the mission of Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Hab? Right, just to ask the kasha a little bit better. The mission says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Hab. Shanema v'amech kulam tzadikim loilam yeshuar, it's neitzem matoy masi yaday lispar. Then the mission continues, right, you have to read the not such fine print. And the Mishnah says, "Ve'elu she'ein lam chelik leilam haba, ha'omer ein tchias ha'meisim min ha'toyr, v'ha'omer ein toyr min ha'shamayim." Apikoyres. Rabbi Kiva says, even someone that reads Svarim Achitzoyim, v'aloiches al ha'maka, v'ha'omer, someone that says, "Kol ha'machla ha'shasanti ben Yisrael li'osam alecho, ki ani Hashem reifecho, ha'hoiches Hashem bo'isi yoysot," meaning, there's exceptions to the rule. There's a way for a person to lose his chelik in leilam haba. But if that's the case, then really, the question that Rav Chanina ben Tradian and Rav Shua ben Levi should have had was, did I do any of those things to make me lose my chelik in Olam Haba? Doesn't sound like that's what's going on. They want to know, do I have a schus in Olam Haba? Right, what did Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma tell Rav Chanina ben Tradian? Klum bo ma'isa le'yotcha? Did you ever do anything? See, what he should have said was, well, let's go through the Mishnah Berak Chelik. You believe in Tchias HaMesim? Of course. Are you an Apikairis? Chalila. Are you Hoyges Shembi Yosei Yosef? Of course not. Are you a Loiches Acher Amakbe? Avadonet. So that's what he should have said. But that's not what he said. He said, Klumba Maisel Yotchas. I don't understand. Kol Yisrom Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba, unless you fall into one of the exceptions to the rule. Chayr, it's something that's very, very tzarech bir. It could be the pshat is, based on something that I heard from Reb Levi Chomsky, who heard this from Moshe Shimon Shapiro, who heard this from Meir Soloveitchik. The Rambam, in the end of Perek Ches and Hilchas Malachim, says, Kol HaMekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, any person that's Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, V'nizer La'soysam, and he's very careful to observe them, HaReizem V'chasidei Umay Sa'olam. He's one of the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, V'yesh Lo'i Chelik Lo'olam Abba, and he's going to have a Chelik in Olam Abba. And then the Rambam says, it has to be only in the event that he reason he was Mekabel Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach is not just B'nei Hechra Adas, because he thinks it's the moral and ethical and decent thing to do. He's doing it because he understands that the Eibishter commanded him. But the Rambam says that even a member of the Umay Sa'olam ki bizoicha to a chelik in Olam Haba. Meaning, Olam Haba is not unique to Yidden. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. Oh, but the Rambam says the Umay Sa'olam can have a chelik in Olam Haba as well. Truth is, the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos, in the beginning of Perek Chelik, talks about this, and he actually brings a raya. His raya is from the Mishnah in the beginning of Perek Chelik, because the Mishnah over there says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. And then the Mishnah says, Ve'elu She'enlem Chelik L'Olam Haba. And then the Mishnah says, Shloisha Malachim, Va'arba Had Yoitos Enlem Chelik L'Olam Haba. There were three kings and four Yoitos that don't have a Chelik in Olam Haba. Who are the three kings? Yeruvim ben Nevat, Achav, and Menashe. Who are the four Hedyotos? Bilam, Doyega Adoimi, Achitoifel, and Geichasi. Fake the Rambam, Bilam wasn't a Yit. Right, the Mishnah says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik L'Olam Haba. The Elu She'enlam Chelik L'Olam Haba, Bilam. Bilam was never included in the klal that you have to be mitzing him from the klal. So the Rambam says, you see from here that Yisrael's lav dafka. That even Umay Sa'olam, Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, could be would have a Chelik L'Olam Haba as well. I once thought that maybe a raya to the Shittas HaRambam is, the Pasuk says in Parashas Achri Mois, Ushmartem Es Chukoisai, Ve'es Mishpatai Ashayasa Oysam Ha'odam V'chai Bohem, Ani Hashem. So you should do the mitzvahs. Why? V'chai bohem. Rashi says, what does it mean, v'chai bohem? L'olam haba. Now everybody knows the Gemara, the Zohar, Daf Gimel, and in a bunch of places, Rameh used to say, how do you know that even an Oivik HaChavim, that's Oisik B'Toyra, he's mamish like the Kohen Gadol, that comes l'fnai v'lefnim, because it says, u'shmartem es chukoysev es mishpata yasha yasa oisam ha'odam v'chai bohem. Kayhanim levim v'yisraelim loinemar. What does it say, ha'odam? It's coming to teach me that even an Oivik HaChavim, that's Oisik B'Toyra, is Kohen Gadol, ha'nichnas l'fnai v'lefnim. In other words, the word ha'odam is l'rabbi, even an Oivik HaChavim. Now the way Rashi's mefarish the pasuk that v'chai behem is referring to olam haba, so you see, asher yasa oisam ha'adam, even an oivik hachavim is v'chai behem as a chelik in olam haba. It's mamish mefurish, I think, that based on the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and Rashi's pshat in what v'chai behem means, which by the way, the makor is a teres kainim. It's mavur that even an eini Yehudi, even a member of the Umay Sa'olam, albeit from the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, is going to have a chelik in olam haba. But the bottom line is, everyone knows this Rambam, that the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam also will merit a portion in the world to come. Meir Soloveitchik, that the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, and this is in Perek Yudalid, where the Rambam's talking about a ger shabal this guy, what exactly we tell this ger. And the Rambam goes through the whole list. Says the Rambam, Halacha Gimel, U'kishem shemaydi anoysi oinchen shal mitzvahs. Just like we tell the Oivik Lechavim, the ger habal this guy, the punishment that he's going to get if he violates the mitzvahs. Kach moidi enoysan scharen shal mitzvahs. We also tell him the schar of mitzvahs. Umoidi enoysan we tell him. Shabasiyas mitzvahs elu. That by doing this mitzvahs, yiskel achay olam haba. He's going to merit a portion of the world to come. V'she'en shon tzadik gomor, ela bal chochma sha'oysan mitzvahs elu v'yoy. V'oymrim lehen we tell him. Heavy yodeh you should know. Here's the punchline. Sha'olam haba enoy tzofun elu l'tzadikim. That olam haba is miyuchad only for the tzadikim. V'heim, who are the tzadikim? Yisrael. These are the Yidden. And he says, even though you're going to look around, you're going to see Jews do not have it good in this world, you should know that they have a tremendous Olam Haba that's waiting for them in the next world. We tell the Ger that there's something called Olam Haba, and Olam Haba is something that's for tzaddikim, And it's Tzadikim Yisraelim. Frank the Meir Soloveitchik, Sastiris HaRambam. The Rambam in Perichas Hilchas Malachim said that even the Umay Sa'olam, the Hasidei Umay Sa'olam, can have a portion of the world to come. And here the Rambam says that Geir Shabbat Leskayr, we tell him about Olam Haba and we let him know. Have you heard that Olam Haba and it's often Elul Tzadikim Vehein Yisrael. So does Umay Sa'olam have Olam Haba? Do they not have Olam Haba? So Rameir said, classic. Vaistoy Sidot Tzvei Dinim in Olam Haba. There's two Olam Habas. There's the Olam Haba, which is Meshach Shaychi to the Umay Sa'olam, and there's the Olam Haba that's Miyuchet to the Tzadikim. The Olam Haba that's Meshach Shaychi to the Umay Sa'olam and Achinami, and that's not what we're telling the Ger. But what we're telling the Ger is you should know that you're becoming a Yid, and because you're becoming a Yid, there's a concept of a Tzadik, and a Tzadik can have a very special place in the world to come. Have you idea of Olam Haba? This special Olam Haba in itself an Elul Tzadikim, and that level even the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam can achieve, and that's Vehem Yisrael. That's only something you can come to as a Yid. So we tell him, you know, the Schad, the Oynish, the Mitzvahs, the Averis. But not just that. Now that you're a Yid, you can reach certain Madregas, and those Madregas can get you a Chelik in Olam Haba, a Chelik that you were not Shayich to when you were a member of the Umay Sa'olam. Could you have gotten Olam Haba? Yeah, you could have gotten Olam Haba. But this Madreig of Olam Haba, this is not something that you would have been shayach to. The emes is, said Rav Meir, what's the makar? To say such a vart, I mean, it's a Rambam, learning about a Rambam over here. Oh, but the ma'is mitaf habanak makar. So Rav Meir said that it could be the makar is a Gemara Masech des Brachas taf lamed dalet amed beis. Amr Abchiyah baraba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Kol ha-neviim kulon le-nisnavu elo le-bal yitshuva. All the nevuas that you see about Olam Haba, it's the Olam Haba of the Baal Tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurim, the Olam Haba of the tzadik gomor, ayin lo yiras le-kim zulasecha. That no Navi ever said Navu about, because it's Ayin Lo Yirasa. Now the Gemara says that this is at odds with Rabbi Avavo, because Rabbi Avavo said just the opposite. Makam Shabali Tshuva Oimdim, Tzadikim Gemurim Einam Oimdim. And if that's the case, it's the opposite. All the Navuas that the Navim said would be with regards to the Tzadikim. But the Bali Tshuva is Ayin Lo Yirasa L'Kim Zul Osecha. Oh, but the bottom line, he said, Rameir, you see there was certain Olam Haba that the Navim were able to see. But then there was the Madrega of Olam Haba that it's Ayin Lo Yirasa Elokim Zul Asecha. Das heißt, there's not zwei Olam Habas. This is the Olam Haba of all the Nevi'im. And then there's the Olam Haba that Ayin Lo Yirasa nobody knows about. He said that's the two Olam Habas that the Rambam's referring to. In Perek Ches Hilchas Malachim, that's Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. Even Bilam could have had a Chelik in that Olam Haba. Chassidei Umay Sa Olam Haba. Meshach Shaychi to that Olam Haba. But there's another Olam Haba that's Tzofen La Tzadikim. It's so Tzofen that Ayin Lo Yirasa. And that's something that's only Shaykh to the Yid. It's that other Olam Haba that the Gemara is referring to in Masech Des Brachas Daf Lama Dal on the base. It could be it was Pashat Rabbi Chinim Ben Tradian. And Rabbi Yosef Ben Kis Rabbi Chinim Ben Tradian is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik Olam Haba. Reb Shua ben Levi, Ma Nilachayah Olam Haba. Vadi is going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. It could be that whole noise over there is the tzaddikim Olam Haba. It's this other Olam Haba. Am I going to have a chelik in that? That's already a whole different discussion. And that's the shakta v'tayah that's going on in these Gemaras. But nachzal in yoneinu. The Gemara said, "Shloisha timin Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'Olam Hazeh me'Olam Ein Olam Haba." Eluhei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Frey Tosis, what about Eiv? Yesh Shloimar. We had a big machlokes who Eiv was. One man Damar said, more than one man Damar, that Eiv was Michasidei Umay Sa'olam. That Eiv was a big tzaddik. He was very righteous, but he was a righteous Gentile. He was from the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam. It's true that the Eibishter was matim to Eiv me'Ein Olam Haba Olam Hazeh. But which Olam Haba did Eiv get? He got his Olam Haba. The Olam Haba of Dumei Sa'olam. The Olam Haba of the Rambam and Perichas and Ilchas Melachim. And Daddy Taka got this brisa that says, Shloisha Timon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bo'olam Hazeh Me'olam Haba. Could be it's referring to the Olam Haba of Ayin Lo Yirasa. It's the Olam Haba of the Rambam and Perek Yudal Hilchas Yisrei Biyo. It's the Olam Haba that's Tzofen LeTzadikim and only Tzofen LeTzadikim. That only Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov got. Eiv also got Me'ein Olam Haba. Yeah, he got Me'ein Olam, his own Haba. And his Olam Haba was what? The Olam Haba of the Chassidei Umay Sa'olam. And he talking got me. It was beautiful. The Asoynes, right? His field was knocking. You know what the Olam Haba of Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov was? Taka don't know. It's Ayin Lo, but it could be his Olam Habas and Andrew's Olam Habas. The Yishloim at the time of this Braisa that says Shloisha Timon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazeh Me'olam Haba holds that Eiv was Mechasidei Umay Sa'olam and later Ameis Olavetchik's raid. The Chassidei Umay Sa'olam, although they have an Olam Haba, it's an Andrew's Olam Haba. So it could be this Braisa is talking about the Tzadikin's Olam Haba, and if that's the case, it's Miyushiv Kemin Chaymer Kushyas Taisus.